Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Heads or tails, Gator?
Tails.
And it is a head. So, tell you what, I will receive.
Doug, are you ready?
I am ready.
Are you dilated?
I'm dilated as one can be.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Will Deion Sanders be offered a head coaching job in the NFL? And if so, by whom?
This is starting to feel a little bit to me like Harbaugh to Michigan. And that is, everybody's going to talk about it, and it's going to get downplayed, but it's going to happen. Deion Sanders will be introduced as the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And he will do everything he can to get Shadur to be the quarterback. And this has started to gain momentum. Does Dallas start to throw games down the stretch? Is Jerry working channels behind the scenes? I think this is such a Jerry Jones move. And do we even need you guys to answer? Isn't this clearly what's going to happen?
Oh, I think Gator should still answer.
All right.
Gator?
Yes, I think he'll be offered multiple head coaching jobs, but I think he'll only accept if he knows that he can draft his son. That's the only way he's coming to the NFL, is if he knows he's got the lock on Shadur. And I think the Giants will call.
Ooh.
And I think the Giants will do everything in their power to make sure that Shadur is a New York Giant.
On a side note, wouldn't that piss off Jerry Jones?
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
You know, I don't know, guys. First of all, if he were to go to the NFL, I'm going to say no. He's not going to be offered a head coaching job. But those are two prime destinations, you know, Dallas and New York, of course. Dallas, I say no, Doug, because I think Jerry Jones he likes stars, but he wants to be the ultimate star of that team. And if you bring in Deion and Shadur, I think that's taking too much shine, too much limelight off of Jerry. He likes to be the guy. And as far as New York, Shadur, I think they want Shadur. I don't know if they want Deion. And I know you're saying kind of goes hand in hand, but not in my book, because I don't think Deion will be offered a job by anyone this year, at least. It's weird to me because I'm not sure the NFL is ready for Deion, and it's a different kind of weird because Harbaugh is a different kind of weird, but he's obviously doing well with the Chargers. So as far as what team, obviously no one, because I don't think he'll be offered a job. All right, the college football playoff. They won't take four two-loss SEC teams, would they?
They might. Plus a one-loss team in Texas. You might see five teams from the SEC going in.
And four of them having two losses.
And four of them with two losses. Yeah, this is how crazy this whole situation is. When you don't have divisions, when you're not figuring things out, and you have that many teams in a conference, and you're not getting enough cross-pollination with it. When you have teams that are playing Marist this weekend and not another SEC team, this is the problem that you have. But it's, there's no question. There's stiff competition in the SEC. They have the best teams in the country. But I don't think this is what people really wanted to see, was to see five SEC teams, four Big Ten teams, and then rest you fight for scraps. That doesn't seem like a whole lot of fun, but I think this is how it's going to play out.
It's not a huge stretch to see there being a seven-way tie atop the SEC with 7-6-2 teams. And the new format with the college playoff has been almost ruined by conference expansion and this ridiculous not playing everybody and these log jams at the top of conferences. And by the way, there's going to be a lot more losses suffered by really good football teams under this format. But when you have so many teams that don't play each other, how do you really crown a champion? And I think there's they got to take a look at this. I don't think they can break up these conferences, but they're going to have to split in divisions or something. But yes, I think they could take four. I think they could take five two-loss SEC teams. Because you look at a spot like, is Indiana, they lose to Ohio State and have like zero quad one wins. Does Indiana get left out? They could. That could be a spot that opens up for another SEC team. Does Penn State, if they suffer another loss, are they out?
It's interesting.
Yeah, would they take two or four two-loss teams from the SEC? Yes, and they will. It's the SEC. It's all about ratings. These are the teams that your average or less-than-average fans know about, and that's who they want to tune in to see. And you always have this, you know, eyeball test. I mean, last year they left out an undefeated team. I know they had an injury, a big injury, but the eyeball test told them, right? And everyone's eyeball test told them that, you know, Oregon was better than Washington or whatever. But I think so if they're, it's up to them. They're just going to put who they want in there. And by the way, injuries could also play a role with other teams, like, you know, a team that's Army or whoever suffers a big injury. They might be left out just like Florida State was. So yeah, they'll take as many SEC teams as they can and want to. Travis Hunter, right now he's the odds-on favorite, according to Vegas, to win the Heisman Trophy. Should he be, though?
Well, look, I don't think there should be any odds. I don't like odds being placed on things that you vote for. And he's on my ballot, but there's still so many data points to come in. You talk about Ashton Jeanty of Boise. I still like Cam Ward of Miami, even though they lost a game. It's not like he played poorly. So, you know, should he be the odds-on favorite? Right now I'm a Jeanty guy, but that can change, and I don't even like saying who I like winning a race that's far from over because you wait for all the games to be played. So I don't think he should be, and I don't think anybody should be.
I mean, should he be the odds-on favorite? I don't. I kind of agree with you. I hate to see odds on something that hasn't come through yet and something that's going to be voted on. He's outstanding. There's no questioning the talent of the young man. What he is doing is insane.
Insane.
To play both sides of the ball, to play over 100 snaps a game, is crazy. And to do it at, I mean, this is different sports, but in a way it's like Shohei Ohtani, right? The totally different sports, different kinds of fruit, but there's still fruit nonetheless. He's playing both ways at an elite level. He's a lockdown corner that nobody throws to anymore because they know, oh, this guy's too good. I can't throw over there. So he's not even getting tested anymore. And then on the other side of the ball, he's an incredible wide receiver that once the ball's in his hands, anything can happen. He's great, but in my mind, it is a three-horse race. It's the same other two guys you have, Jeanty and Cam Ward. And I was disgusted over the weekend of people constantly dismissing Cam Ward because Miami lost. Cam Ward threw for 350 yards and three touchdowns, no interceptions. He had a great game. So what are we talking about that he's no longer in the hunt? How do his odds drop? But I think it is the three-horse race. It's going to be interesting the rest of the way.
Yeah, I mean, nothing's decided right now, of course, guys, but you can always bet on things like the NFL MVP, the NBA MVP, you know, NHL MVP before the whole season's over. I mean, that's about getting value. Yeah, it sucks that it is, you know, technically it's voted on, so you feel like, you know, this could be, you know, the people really have a say in this who vote on it. But Hunter should be the odds-on favorite. It's incredible what he's doing. This isn't a gimmick. He's literally that good on both sides of the ball. I really like Jeanty. I Cam Ward, like you guys have said too, he's definitely in this race still. This is not over by any means, but money-wise, and that's where Vegas lies, where's the money? Travis Hunter should be the favorite right now. All right, Tennessee, they are a 10-point underdog at Georgia Saturday night. Who comes out on top?
Look, I think Georgia's going to come out on top. Their two losses this year are both on the road. They're playing at home. They're on the outside looking in right now in the college football playoff. They were just dissed on national television last night. Everyone's writing them off, saying that their quarterback sucks and what the hell is this that we're seeing on the field. They were embarrassed last week with the pass rush from Ole Miss that just took care of any kind of offensive game that the Georgia was trying to mount. There's a lot of pride on the line. It's a really good football team, and they know that everything matters to is just get into the college football playoff. I think they're going to take care of Rocky Top.
So it depends a lot if Nico Ima-Alava plays for Tennessee, concussion too, protocol. Yeah. And if he doesn't play, then yeah, Georgia's going to win. You know, all respect due to who's the backup, a kid that finished out the Mississippi State game last week. I mean, he was okay, but Mississippi State is terrible. Josh Heupel said that Ima-Alava was all precautionary. Actually, I think he used the word cautionary. Is it cautionary, precaution? I don't know. Point being, if Ima-Alava plays, I think Tennessee can win this game. Absolutely. And I love them plus the points. But there's no way we're going to know if he's going to play. They're not going to release that until game time. We'll see if he trots out on the field. But if he plays, I like Tennessee plus the points.
Yeah, first, it's like if you're just looking outside, looking in, not really knowing any of the details, you're like, this spread makes no sense. And it actually got bigger after Georgia lost. Like, okay, but the injury thing is very big, of course, like you guys have both mentioned. I'm not sure still if Carson Beck is good or not. I've been told this before the year, during the year, and now I don't know. But with that being said, very tall buildings in the middle of the desert. I got Georgia as well, man. I think Georgia pulls this off. They're trying to get people to take Tennessee for a reason. I got the dogs in this one. Who is the best team outside of the Big Ten and the SEC?
Okay, tough question because most of them have dreadful strength of schedule rankings. A sneaky good resume is Louisville, but they've got three losses. They've played a tough schedule, and I wanted to go with Boise, but their best win is a loss at Oregon. I wanted to go BYU, and they're undefeated, but their strength of schedule, they got really no great wins. I hate to say it, it's Notre Dame based on large part of their win over Texas A&M.
I considered Notre Dame, and then I realized it's Boise. Boise they haven't played anybody. You're right. Their best win is a loss. Mm-hmm. But that loss was at Oregon, and it was by 3 points.
And it was two special teams touchdowns they allowed.
So I think it's Boise State.
I'll take Miami. I still believe in Miami because they might have the best player in college football still, Cam Ward. I said earlier that Travis Hunter is and should be the odds-on favorite to win the Heisman, but Cam Ward is not that far behind, and I think he can carry this team if need be. I think Miami doesn't get enough respect. I'm going to go with Miami.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, no really great games in the Big Ten this weekend, but if you had to pick, which game would be the most entertaining for you? Which one are you going to try to watch?
So I was struggling with this question because I'm not sure, does this mean in the Big Ten or does this mean overall? Because overall,
just the Big Ten. Big
okay, good. Because yep. I was saying overall, it's pretty obvious what people want to watch. But in the Big Ten, I like the game, the matchup Saturday night in Madtown. Wisconsin is hosting Oregon. Now, Wisconsin was dreadful last weekend, and they're not a great football team. They lost to Iowa 42-10. They lost to Penn State prior to that, and their wins aren't all impressive. However, you know what it's like in nighttime atmosphere when you get a college town like Madison, which is a ton of fun, and the mm-hmm. students love to have that fun? I think it's going to be a different type of atmosphere that Oregon's used to. Plus, Oregon, Doug, as you like to say, you got to travel.
You got to travel. It's clearly slowed them down on their trips to West Lafayette and Ann Arbor.
Yep. So they have to travel. They only scored 38 and 35 in those games.
Yeah.
But I think this could be an entertaining football game with Luke Fickell taking on the Oregon Ducks and Dan Lanning.
So curiosity for Ohio State Northwestern, that's a low total and it's being played at Wrigley Field. So it's curiosity there. But I tell you what I'm hoping it is, and you're going to think I'm pathetic. I'm visiting my son in Arlington, Virginia this weekend, and on the docket, I may choose to go to Rutgers at Maryland.
You are pathetic. Why?
I may choose because I never get to be a fan. I want to go set up a tailgate.
You were a fan like 2 weeks ago.
But it's so rare and I loved it. I want to go set up a tailgate, put on the Michigan State Illinois game, and then wander in and hope to see a classic between the Scarlet Knights and the Terrapins. Who's with me?
Not even your son is with you.
I'm working on him.
All right, guys. I'm going to go with Nebraska at USC. USC is wearing the throwbacks. This is dependent, though, on Raiola playing for Nebraska because I want to see, I like seeing Dylan Raiola play. Yeah. But USC is also starting a new quarterback this week. So I like to see Lincoln Riley with his new toy. I think it could be an exciting game between two young quarterbacks. They could be the future of the Big Ten with these two guys. So Nebraska, USC has got my attention this week in the Big Ten.
And there you go. That concludes the college football blitz animal mascot thingy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.